Well, good morning, friends. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network and Eternity Ready Radio. Our morning show from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday now. How about those apples? Well, I hope you guys are doing well on a Monday. Are you working that turkey off? I hope you are. If you're not happening to be working that turkey off, you better be working it off, huh, just as soon as possible. Hang on and stand by one moment. All right. I guess a lot of people, even with COVID-19, we're all going to want to try to take it to the gym. But it's kind of hard sometimes, especially, you know, with the social distancing and everything. Well, I've got a great show lined up today for you all. I sure do. But before I get started, there's a couple of announcements I want to make. One is you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, you can reach me at morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, we have a, Facebook page. You're like, do you really, CA? A lot of people didn't even know that. We do. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free and like us for free. It's absolutely can do that. Also, you can subscribe. You can catch us on our servers on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, now Google Podcast, and the list grows on and on. Also, if you have an Android app, download Eternity Ready Radio. Download that. My program director and dear friend. That's right. You know who I'm talking about, Jeremiah. He is working on getting one for the iPhone, so let's all just hang in there. Now, let me take a little bit of time before I get started in telling you about our show. A very dear friend of mine, I'm going to place her young. I'm surely not going to place her old. Her name is Lori. I went to school with her for many, 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 many decades ago. Lori, in fact, if you're listening to our podcast show this morning, just remember, I'll put myself old and put you young. I never put a woman older, always make them feel younger. That's just kind of the way I was brought up. Well, anyway, Lori has a book out called An Unfamiliar Path, How Cancer Led Us Deeper Into the Heart of God. She gave me a copy of this book a little over a year ago, and I have read it and I have been forever touched. Now, I'm going to give you kind of a fine line detail of this book and how you can get it, friends. An Unfamiliar Path is a gripping story describing the details of one's family's journey into the unknown. On April the 28th, 2010, life for the Hearn family was forever changed after a routine doctor visit related to what was thought to be a sinus infection. Mike Hearn found himself face to face with one of the most dreaded words known to man, that word being cancer, of course. Although every aspect of his life never seemed completely unknown, the Hearn family never lost sight of their hope and the source and the strength. When their lives were turned completely upside down and every thread of human security was stripped away, their feet landed firmly on the foundation of the faith in Jesus. Join the Hearns on the journey and be inspired by their faith and be amazed by the evidence of God's grace and the assurance of hope displayed in the lives as their journey deeper into the heart of God along an unfamiliar path. And I am going to tell you again, you can get this book. It's called An Unfamiliar Path, How Cancer Led Us Deeper into the Heart of God. You can order that through Amazon Books or email me morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or private message me, and I will give this to Lori. I'll be more than glad to. I've already gave her a heads up on it. Like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Send me a Facebook message on Messenger, and just say, CA, will you give this information to Lori? I will give it to her. No problems at all, guys. I've known her for 48 years. Great friendship we've had. Her husband, the testimonies have touched my life. I do this every year for these guys because I love them. She's my sister in Christ. He's my brother in Christ. I never met him, but I know I will meet him up in heaven. And Lori, I know you're listening to this podcast. I want you to know that we are always praying for you and your family. Her son here recently, I don't know how long it's been. She's got a beautiful family. Her son just got married here recently. So we wish him all the best, him and his family. So y'all just stay strong and just keep doing what you're doing and marching toward the goal. We're proud of you, Lori and the Hearn family. Again, I will promote that again at the close of our podcast. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. So you had turkey, right? Eat all your turkey. I kind of didn't eat a whole lot of turkey. My mom and dad actually ordered theirs through, let's see, what's the name of that? The country store. Cracker Barrel. There we go. Losing my mind. CA, you're getting young. That's what it is. All right. Well, today's show. Got some great Christmas music lined up. I've got a Bible devotion coming up. It is called We Will See Him. You're going to love it. Got a Mark Lowry comedy. He's going to be kind of stepping in for the guys today because they're all turkeyed out. And by the way, it's going to be a pre-taped on a Mark Lowry comedy because he is still recovering, as I've kept most of y'all posted, our friend Mark Lowry. Let's keep praying for him on his foot. He had to have foot surgery. So today's Bible study is going to be on scriptures that I've got for you guys. I went through my archives for surviving the holidays while grieving. Okay, I'm going to give you some scriptures in the Bible for surviving the holidays while you're grieving. Been a lot of people lose people to COVID-19. Maybe you lost your husband, your wife, your daughter, and so on. Grandparents, maybe the table seems to be a little empty this year. We're going to be encouraging you and giving you the best scripture possible. I want to take a little time out for thanking everybody for making us number one. And I'm going to give us a cheer for that. About a clap too as well. And I also want to definitely get some morning crow in. Will y'all exercise with me? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. Okay, well, today's Bible devotion is on We Will See Him. The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29 and verse 15, you know, scripture reminds us our days on earth are as of a shadow. The great C.A. Lewis once observed this day, or this life, is only shadowlands compared to with the glory to come. In fact, even life at its best is not but a shadow of heaven. Does that mean that we turn our backs on the world or that we have nothing to do with its delights? Not necessarily. In fact, sometimes, as Lewis was suggesting, the good things that God gives us are a foreshadowing hint of what is to come. We're experiencing the joy of marriage, knowing that it is a foretaste of a greater joy, the heavenly marriage feast of the Lamb. Find that in the book of Revelations, as we studied back, and you can go back on my podcast, Revelations chapter 19 and verse 9. We enjoy the beauty of God's creation, knowing that it is a foretaste of even greater beauty, the glory of heaven. The book of Revelations chapter 21 and verse 23. Take delight in good things that God gives you. Do not be preoccupied to the smell of roses. In fact, the Bible reminds us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Find that in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 17. And everyone who has good gifts should remind us of the glory to come. Amen. Amen. All right, stand by. He's filling in for the gang today as they recuperate from turkey. Your friend, my friend, you got it, Mark Lowry.
I did a children's pastor's banquet for about 1,000 children's pastors from all over the world not long ago. And they had, it's hard to cook for 1,000 people. I've never tried it, but I'm sure it is. They had a steak and a baked potato and a salad. And then they had this moon-shaped orange-colored vegetable on the plate. I'd never seen a moon-shaped orange-colored vegetable in my life. And I picked it up and bit into it, and it was just nasty. It crunched, and it was had no flavor. And I asked them what it was, and they said it was sweet potatoes. I said, sweet potatoes aren't supposed to crunch. Sweet potatoes are supposed to come out of the oven on Thanksgiving morning with marshmallows on top of them and nuts down in them and juice all through them. They're not supposed to crunch. Doritos are supposed to crunch. And I was up north, and the lady said, well, oh, dear Brother Lowry, we don't overcook our vegetables in the north. We don't want to cook the vitamins out of the vegetables. I said, for goodness sakes, take a pill and cook the vegetables. You get all the vitamins you need in a one-a-day. You don't want to be chewing on a one-a-day. Have you ever been into a vitamin pill? They taste awful because they got vitamins in them. That's why you need to cook those vegetables so the vitamins are gone and they'll taste better. Cook that broccoli till it's yellow, then pour cheese sauce over it.
There you go. There's some great Christmas music there. Oldies but goodies. That was David Foster and Christmas Bells, or Carol of the Bells, I should say, along with Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Burl Ives, one of my favorites. And we had another one. And let me see if I can fish that name up on that one that I knew I've had some people ask me about. And it is Herb Alpert's Joy to the World. It's the mixed melody, guys, if you're interested and want to know about that. Okay, well, today, as promised, on a Monday morning, we're going to be giving you some helps here. I went back through my archives, and we're going to be talking about scriptures for surviving the holidays while grieving. Well, we all know the holidays are coming, especially Christmas. We already made it through past Thanksgiving. And they're coming closer than we ever thought before. Now, we've had a lot of people lose a lot of loved ones with various different things over the years, and my heart really bleeds for you all. And also, in addition to that, we have had situations to where people have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. We have done a lot of prayer. In fact, my friend is still in ICU, and he is on a breathing machine. He is on the ventilator, and right now they're giving him still 100% oxygen. We have not heard anything of any changes that I'm aware of, guys. I ask for your continual prayer. His name is Ricky, and it's not looking good. COVID-19 is out of his body. However, it damaged his lungs really bad. 70 years old. He just retired here not even 3 years ago. So it's really sad. And but anyway, marching on. But now, instead of looking forward to the holiday, of course being Christmas, because we already made it through Thanksgiving, we quietly wonder, friends, how will we get through our broken hearts? Now, there's a lot of y'all out there that have had broken hearts, especially when it comes to grief. Grief, it's an all-consuming at times. Let me tell you about grief. Grief is like a tsunami that rushes in. And I'm not going to know all of your pain of all of your loved ones that you have lost. I don't know what it's like for people that have lost their dads, have lost their husbands, have lost their moms, have lost their children. As close as that I've ever got right now, to be honest with you, is just my aunts and my grandparents. And I'm really blessed right now to have a really strong Christian heritage. And God has been so good. But I thank you guys a lot. And I've dealt a lot with people that have gone through grief and have prayed with them and consoled them in situations where it's tough at times. But I want you to know that God's got you, and I hope that my helps on Scripture will give you some kind of relief. Those in grief can wake up with every intention of having a good day when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, with a flood of memories, which you're all going to have one, bittersweet ones, memories from our loved ones who have not joined us this holiday season. And of course, upcoming with Christmas. Now, I know it's what it's like to lose a loved one. You know, like I said, I've lost my aunts and I've lost my grandparents. But those of y'all that have lost your moms, lost your dads, lost your children, I don't know what it's like. And again, my heart really pours for you. And we're praying for you each and every day. Holidays, including Christmas, is especially difficult because of our memories of past holidays with everyone around the table. And even the people that have lost loved ones to COVID-19. Your table is empty. My heart bleeds for you guys. It's God's word that hasn't gotten me through the holidays. I don't know what it'd be like hanging on a thin thread, especially when my grandparents, I'm just using that for my example. God got me and got my mother's mom and my dad's mom, because I lost both my grandparents, through the holidays. So I can only imagine what you guys losing, moms, dads, grandparents, children. God's word. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some scriptures that's going to help you survive the holidays while grieving. My first one I want to give you is in the book of Isaiah. Scripture reminds us, jot a note on this, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. You see, friends, God knows we lack peace when we've lost our loved ones. When Jesus went to visit his friends, Mary and Martha, he was filled full of compassion. Jesus knew he would be calling Lazarus from the tomb. And yet, as Scripture reminds us, the book of John, one of the shortest verses, chapter 11 and verse 35, Jesus wept. He saw his friends hurting, and there was grief with them. God can give us peace unlike anything that the world can offer. It's a peace that washes over us, letting us know that things are going to be okay, even though we hurt intensely when we lose our loved ones. You see, God is available all the time, 24/7, night and day. When you're asleep, he is always working on your behalf. Please remember that. And when we think about him, or the truths that he gives us in his word, the Holy Spirit gives us what? Calmness. And we learn we can trust God with each day we face because we can call on our Father. Second point I want to make is in the book of Philippians. Scripture reminds us, chapter 4 and verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. You see, friends, God understands how we feel. And when we lose our loved ones, he doesn't tell us to get over it, move on, and look at all you have. Instead, in the quiet, we can sense God's presence. The one who promised us he'd be with us, and he is. Even when you don't think he's with you, he is. We know that no matter how we feel, we are not alone. And our very pain reminds us in this world is not all there is. Yes, he said goodbye to our loved ones. But one day, we're going to see him again. For those of us who didn't get a chance to be with our loved ones when they died, to hold their hand or see them take their final breath, God knows that hurt as well. remember that. Instead of feeling angry that God hasn't stopped another person's actions, always know when they're frustrated and they're going through all these actions that God gives us free will. We have enjoy free will for ourselves, but none of us like those choices. When you lose a loved one, there's people, let me just stop here on my notes, there's people that have hard feelings and they stay mad toward God. It's okay to be mad at God. But let me give you a little sense here. He's your Father. He's your Creator. He's your Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. We can't control death. He controls it. He controls the day, the hour, the minute that something happens. You've got to give it to Him. You got to put all your faith, all your hope, and all of your trust in the Lord and know that He loves you. And let me encourage you on this. If you don't get anything out of my lesson today, which I believe you will, if you don't trust Him now, now's the time to trust Him. Now's the time to get it right with Him. He is your only source that's going to get you to heaven. Not your good wills. It's good going to church. It's good serving God. What He wants to know is, have you accepted Him, Jesus Christ, in your life? Because your loved one did, hopefully, that's up in heaven. And I know he or she would want you to as well. So please keep that in mind. Third point I want to make in the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 16, Scripture reminds us, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You see, friends, even when our loved one's death surprises us, it doesn't surprise God. You see, God knew all the days that are ordained for each person. You see, God knew who was going to go at what time, whether it be your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter. I don't have the answers. God does. So please remember that. Another point I want to make is Scripture reminds us in the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verses 29 to 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than any sparrows. When we are hurting and our hearts are shattered, it's easy to listen to the enemy of our souls. At times, Satan lies and seems so true. One lie has been resentful in telling a lot of people that God doesn't care about you. If God cared, He wouldn't let your loved one live. He would let your loved one live. You see, we live in a fallen world, if you think about it, friends. There is sickness and suffering because of it. And we are told in the Bible that even Jesus was tempted by Satan. Scripture reminds us. The enemy of our souls loves to torment us when we are weak and or even tired. Or when we're grieving or when we're missing our weakest point. Feeling alone, missing the person we lost. You see, Jesus, His Father, intimately, and He held unto what He known was true instead of listening to the Father lies. You see, God sees our hurts, and I am certain that when we hurt, so does our Heavenly Father. Imagine how God's heart felt, was crushed when Son Jesus was hung on the cross. We were made in the same image of God. The sensitivity we feel toward those we love is a sensitivity that God puts inside of us. Because we love deeply, we hurt deeply, we lose our loved ones. God understands completely. Another point I want to make too is in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Scripture reminds us, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So let me ask you this. What do we do as we see the holidays approaching? Our anxious thoughts seem to fly away like all these gannets. God tells us to cast all of that anxiety on Him. When our little ones are learning to walk and they were learning to wobble, remember those days? And eventually they fall down and we were so tired of running up to get them. No, we reach our hands and lift them up again and again. And if we can be so loving to them, we know our Heavenly Father will never tire of picking us up, even when we've fallen, or even just holding us close to Him as we need to. You see, God is there, like I said, 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. By day and as well as night. In fact, at night, God leaves His song with us. In fact, I encourage you to read Psalms chapter 42, verse 8. Just like we click on the nightlight for the little ones, assuring them that we're in the next room. As those tears we cry are so precious, God gathers each of them, each and every one of them, and He tells us, now that's enough. Another point I want to make is in the book of Psalms, Scripture reminds us, Psalms chapter 56 and verse 8, "You have taken account of my miseries, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?" Don't believe that God doesn't care about your hurts, friends, or these unstoppable tears. Your tears are so valuable. Listen to CAA on this. Your tears are so valuable that God stores them in bottles. I'm certain. I know I cried lots of times. And I know He's got CAA's bottles stacked up. But you know what? As the Bible says, I cast all of my troubles, all of my worries onto Him. And that's what He's doing. He's catching your tears. And He's putting them up. And He says, don't worry about it. I've got you. When you fall, who's there? God. Remember that. Two more points I want to make. Scripture reminds us in the book of Psalms, chapter 18 and verse 2. Simply put, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and my horn of salvation, my stronghold." So you see, when we don't feel like we can hold on any longer, we've all been there. It is so comforting to know that God is our rock. Always remember that. We can take refuge in Him. He is our stronghold. He being God, He is our stronghold. There have been times, I know in my life, that I've felt like everything around me was crumbling. Relationship, people's health, plans I had. And yet, the words in the songs I learned years ago started flooding in my mind. Songs like, "Rock of Ages, Rescue Me." Remember that song? Things like that. My last point. One more scripture. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." You see, friends, God knows how we feel. He's the one who created us. He's the one that knows our feelings. He's the one that knows our hurts. We can expect that God will comfort us and that He's going to, when He does, let me just say this, when He does, He sees other hurts and we can comfort them because He would want us to, brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, God made us to be channels to lead others, not reservoirs, who keeps peace and to comfort ourselves. So if you're hurting right now, grieving losses of loved ones that you have lost, I want to share something with you. That book I was telling you about, "Even If You Had Someone Battling Through Cancer," let me give you that again. "An Unfamiliar Path, How Cancer Led Us Deeper Into the Heart of God." The one by Lori the Hearns. Lori, back in 2010, her husband, what a warrior for Christ. Let me just share this before closing. I've known Lori for 48 years. Wonderful lady. hearing her husband's testimony. Wonderful man. Never met him. I'll meet him one day up in heaven. But what an amazing journey. You know what he did? He kept pressing on to the goal. He was bound and determined to share his testimony of what Christ has done for him, his wife, and his family. You know that? I remember because one day I was a little down many years ago, and years truly before I even got into radio. And Lori and her husband sharing that testimony brought back a memory of how not to forget when you're down and out that Christ has you, and he does. And that's my encouragement for you. It's not uncommon at all for us to be down and out at times. But what the emotional uplift it was to hear her husband's journey. And I hope to have her on the air sometime. I'm still planning on one to do that when COVID-19 vaccine gets squared away. We're going to have Lori on the air. She's going to tell the story of her husband, Mike. This man loved Jesus, and he kept doing what he was doing. He was doing God's will. He was doing what God told him to do. So let me ask you something, in love and memory to Mike. Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you doing maybe what Lori and Mike had talked about in their journeys of life? If not, boy, now's the time to get it right with God and pray about it and say, God, is this what do you want me to do in my life? I want to commit my life to you. I want to do what you want me to do. Maybe he wants you to go out there and do like Mike did. Go guest speak at these churches. Share your journey. Come up with a book like Mike and Lori did. This Unfamiliar Path of How Cancer Led Him Deeper Into the Heart of God. It's a great book. By the way, you can order this on Amazon Books. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook, message me, like me on Facebook, message me, and I'll forward the message to Lori. Let me tell you something, guys. This is serious times we're living in. The vaccine it's coming. They're working on it. You know, and I've been preaching about masking up. I got to tell you, on my journeys this last weekend, I seen a lot of no maskers out there. So, you know, I'm praying, but I really am sadly thinking, like everybody else is, that there's probably going to be another surge. And I'm not trying to make it even political. You know, I've got senior citizen parents that I want to live. And some of y'all may do as well. So it's very important that we still continue to social distance and wear those masks. Oh, trust me, I'd love to be out on the streets right now doing what I love to do, going out here doing this remote. But I can't till we get the vaccine. And it's probably going to be going into next year. But I'm going to remain optimistic and I'm going to remain praying, you know. But please do me a favor. Please get it right with God. Your testimony can domino affect others. Her husband and her touched my life. And that's why it's an honor to promote this book every 6 months sometimes. Mostly during Christmas, because it's a great Christmas gift that I would highly recommend. People need people. Brothers and sisters in Christ need brothers and sisters in Christ. Also, it's a lost world out there. We need to work on building for the kingdom. Discourage pastors out there. Keep the faith. I know a lot of pastor friends that are very discouraged. Keep the faith. Get creative. Keep praying. God's got you. He's got your congregation. Keep praying. Stay strong. When you're discouraged, still stay strong. Cling to the cross. Okay. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Thank you guys so much on a Monday for listening. Let's lead off in a prayer on a Monday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. We ask that you just forgive us for our sins. Let us have a great Monday. Watch over God and protect us. Keep us ever so safe, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on a Monday. Friends, again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, I'm C.A. on the iHeartRadio Network and Eternity Ready Radio. Again, you can catch my show on there from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday now. Now we're on 6 days a week. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or about Lori's book, email me. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I will quickly respond. Also, guys, please like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And subscribe for free on iHeartRadio, Eternity Ready Radio, all these other networks that we're available on. You know, we'd love to have you be part of our family. We're here to love and serve. Again, thank you so much. It's the CA. Y'all have a great, fantastic Monday. Be safe on the roads. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.